Cassius Clay, a fantastic show at the Racine Theater Guild. This is the last weekend for it. We got Friday night tickets for you. So be listening tomorrow morning right here at WRJN. It's 9 o'clock on the nose. Let's do it.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The faithful are praying for Pope Francis as he struggles with double pneumonia and early signs of liver failure at a hospital in Rome. This tourist from Louisville, Kentucky, had hoped to see the pontiff on her visit to the Vatican.
But I would want him to be healthy, and I would rather him be healing.
Correspondent Chris Livesay is in Rome.
A Vatican source just told us that Pope Francis is awake and he's able to get up. He's also able to take his medicine regularly. He's also able to eat, and they said that he is in a good mood. But despite that, he's still in critical condition.
More than a dozen EU leaders and Canadian Prime Minister Trudeau are in Kyiv, marking 3 years to the day Russia invaded Ukraine. Many have pledged more military aid as uncertainty deepens over the U.S. commitment. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen.
It is not only the destiny of Ukraine that is at stake. It is Europe's destiny that is at stake.
Former Moscow Bureau Chief Beth Noble.
I think both sides would love to see this war end because they're being ground down by the military, economic, and human costs. But finding a peace is going to be very, very difficult.
Elon Musk has given millions of government workers until midnight to submit lists ticking off five things they did as part of their jobs last week. Correspondent Nancy Cordes from the White House.
Musk threatened that failure to respond will be taken as a resignation. The ultimatum coming just hours after President Trump urged Musk to get more aggressive as he works to fire thousands of government employees.
Starbucks' new CEOs just announced the coffee company's laying off 1,100 workers. Brian Nichols says the goal is to streamline business operations and reduce complexity. In a letter to employees, he says that the ones being let go will be notified by midday tomorrow. Nichols says there will be no baristas among them. Investigators are trying to figure out why a fishing boat took on water and capsized off New York City. Four people died. One is hospitalized, one missing. Cecilia Adome's husband was among the victims.
I call him. I say, everything okay? He say, oh, it's a lot of wind. Oh, everything is dangerous. I say, thank God you're not bringing my daughter.
A recall of nutrient shakes sold to nursing homes. The FDA says they've been tied to a years-long listeria outbreak. CBS's Matt Piper.
Since 2018, at least 11 deaths have been linked to the frozen shake cartons. Another 37 people have been hospitalized.
Cases reported in 21 states, including California, Florida, and New York. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Two people were rescued from that Racine house explosion and fire last week. One of the victims is already out of the hospital. Another is making progress. Tim LaPointe has been released while his daughter Michelle Hawes is recovering from skin graft surgery for more severe burns. An investigation into what happened is continuing. A 38-year-old construction company owner from Black River Falls died in that Racine County house fire last week. Jeffrey Paradise was apparently living in the property while fixing it up. Space heaters were found where he was sleeping, but the exact cause of the fire and his death are still under investigation. The Milwaukee Brewers are selling commemorative Bob Uecker patches for $12. Proceeds will go to Uecker's preferred charities. The team will wear the patch throughout this season to honor the late Hall of Fame broadcaster. Brewers baseball on WRJN starts this Saturday. And the Milwaukee Mile will host the Snap-on Milwaukee Mile 250 weekend. That's in August. Kenosha-based Snap-on Inc. has signed on as the new title sponsor of the big weekend. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks beat the Heat. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks were down by 10 at the half, but came back strong in the fourth quarter, defeating the Miami Heat 120-113. Giannis and Damian Lillard
were limited, but that opened the door for players like Kyle Kuzma and Kevin Porter Jr., known as Kuz and Scoot. Doc Rivers:
I think Scoot scored a couple of times, then Kuz gets a rebound, breaks out, creates a basket, then Scoot goes back to it. Just gives us a lot of speed, and we try to make sure we have one roller, and I think it's a good fit.
The Bucks head to Houston to play the Rockets tomorrow night. College hoops: the Badgers now 21-6 after losing to Oregon in overtime Saturday. They host Washington 8 p.m. tomorrow night at the Kohl Center. Marquette is at home tomorrow night against Providence. The Golden Eagles have lost four of their last six games. And the Milwaukee Panthers losing to Robert Morris 72-59. Robert Morris in first place in the Horizon League. The Panthers dropped to fifth. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
With your forecast, good morning, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, we'll have partly sunny skies, a little breezy out of the southwest, and highs in the mid-40s. Slight chance of rain tonight, partly cloudy, 31. Mostly sunny for Tuesday, and a high near 44. Rain Tuesday night into Wednesday, Wednesday's high 45. Currently, 42 degrees.
Timeless hits, WRJN. Good morning, I'm Dan Marcus. It's Monday.
And the truth is found to be lies. And all the joy within you dies. Don't you want somebody to love? Don't you need somebody to love? Wouldn't you love somebody to love? You better find somebody to love.
Park to Racine Quarry. Local news and timeless hits.
Searching for good times.
Neil Sedaka, Laughter in the Rain, on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN. That song was a comeback for him. He had been off the top 40 for almost, well, over, actually, 10 years. And then Laughter in the Rain came out, and suddenly he was back, and hot as ever. I'm Dan Marcus. Thanks to everybody who came out for the downtown chilly ice walk on Saturday. And WRJN right smack dab in the middle of it. And it was just a perfect day for it. And a lot of people stopped by our booth and said hi, and we thanked them for that. So appreciate that very much. And we'll see you next year, right? WRJN.
Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride Power Scooter or Power Chair, designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with Care Credit Options also offers Power Lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Fountain Hills Apartments presents Mary's Unique Boutique Spring Shopping Spree. Thursday, March 20th, noon till 4. Shop for spring or Easter. Be one of the first 10 non-resident shoppers and get a $25 pick and save gift card. Take a tour of the newly renovated 1 and 2 bedroom apartments and be entered in a drawing for a $100 pick and save gift card. Sign a 15-month lease and get 1 month free rent. Fountain Hills Apartments, 1100 Fountain Hills Drive, Mount Pleasant.
Hey, this is WRJN General Manager Chris Morrow. We're getting geared up to be out and around the Racine community this spring and summer. A lot. And we're looking for some help. Are you somebody who could help us set up tables, tents, and hang banners in early evenings and on some weekends? We'd like to talk to you about a part-time position helping to promote the radio station and meet our listeners. If you have the ability to set up an awkward tent, carry some tables, hang some banners, we'd like to meet. Give us a call at 634-3311 during business hours and we'll set up a time to talk. 634-3311. That's WRJN looking for some weekend and evening help this spring and summer. Maybe it's you. Come join the fun as we continue to bring local news and timeless hits to Racine on WRJN.
WRJN's renewed commitment to Racine not only includes local news and timeless hits, but the people of WRJN who work every day to make a positive difference in our community. Don Rosen features folks who do exactly that. Weekday mornings between 6 and 9, from local history, entertainment, and politics. Don keeps you in touch with the people who shape our city. WRJN.
Yeah.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. A Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget, song that hasn't been on the radio for a while, coming up in about half an hour. And this is Oscar week. Going to be doing nothing but Oscar nuggets coming up about half an hour from now is the first one on WRJN.
Yeah, on the throne. Jay Jackson on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN. It's time to bring in Stuart J. Waddles with another update from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. One of the victims of that home explosion in Racine is already out of the hospital. Another is making progress. Tim LaPointe was released from the hospital. His daughter, Michelle Hawes, underwent skin graft surgery for more severe burns. The family has yet to visit the damaged home on Gilson Street. Neighbors rushed in after the explosion to save the two before the place went up in flames. An investigation continues into what happened. The world's oldest continuously operating motor speedway has an old friend joining them this year. The Milwaukee Mile will host the Snap-on Milwaukee Mile 250 weekend in August. The Kenosha-based tool manufacturer Snap-on is the new title sponsor, and it comes after a successful return of IndyCar racing to the mile last year. A fatal house fire in Union Grove last week claimed the life of a contractor. 38-year-old Jeffrey Paradise, a construction company owner from Black River Falls, was renovating the property last Thursday. First responders found his body after putting out the fire that broke out at around 8 that night. The Racine County Sheriff's Office is investigating the incident. They say space heaters were found in the room he was sleeping in. The exact cause of the fire and his death are yet to be determined. There's been a lot made about how new federal policies could impact us locally. There are some wondering if the Great Lakes could be impacted. You can go deeper on the story today at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
With your forecast, good morning, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, we'll have partly sunny skies, a little breezy out of the southwest, and highs in the mid-40s. Slight chance of rain tonight, partly cloudy, 31. Mostly sunny for Tuesday, and a high near 44. Rain Tuesday night into Wednesday, Wednesday's high 45. Right now, it's 44.
Precious and few are the moments we two can share. Quiet and blue like the sky, I'm all over you. And if I can't find my way back home, it just wouldn't be fair. Precious and few are the moments we two can share. Baby, it's you on my mind. Your love is so precious than you are the moments we took and
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Sonny Geraci sang lead for Climax, Precious and Few, beautiful song. Neil Diamond, no slouch in the songwriting department himself.
Kentucky woman, she shine with her own kind of light. She look at you once in a day, if it's all wrong, that's all right. And I love her, God knows I love her. Kentucky woman. Drop of a name.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Dean Torrance of Jan and Dean sings on this next song. He said he got in an argument with Jan and walked down the hall, and there were the Beach Boys, and they were recording the Party album. And they said, "Dean, what do you want to sing with us? Come sing with us. What do you want to sing?" And he said, "I don't know. How about this one?" Became a big hit for the Beach Boys, and Dean couldn't even mention that he was on the record because the Beach Boys and Jan and Dean were on different labels, and labels were real protective of their people then. So the High Falsetto part on this, that's Brian Wilson and Dean Torrance of Jan and Dean on Barbara Ann, WRJN.
Ba 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 Barbara Ann. Ba 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 Barbara Ann.
fortunes did Here Comes That Rainy Day Feeling. And I'm Dan Marcus. This is the Dan Marcus Wax Museum. We play nuggets, songs that haven't been on the radio for a while. And we do it twice a day, 9:45-ish and 1:45-ish. But then, maybe you already knew that. This week, with the Oscars, the Academy Awards coming up next Sunday, all the nuggets this week, all 10 of them, Monday through Friday, are going to be songs from movies. Maybe a title track. Maybe an instrumental. It could be anything. These are not necessarily award-winning songs or even from award-winning movies. They're just songs associated from movies back in the day. And when I say Bond, James Bond, what movie comes to mind first? I guarantee you, it's not the one that's coming up next. Theme song from a lesser Bond movie that was a hit is coming next on The Nugget on WRJN.
Hi, it's me, your USPS Ground Advantage shipment. Just left the warehouse and hitting the road.
I know, just got the notification.
Great, smooth sailing so far. I'm almost there.
Yes, I know. I get all the updates.
Made it, safe and sound.
I know.
Well, did you know I was with USPS the whole time?
Oh, yeah, I know.
Keep your business in the know with the USPS Ground Advantage service. Visit usps.com/in-the-know.
Every story matters. And the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers. Meet Reggie Jackson. The Milwaukee historian and teacher travels the state sharing Black history while challenging what you think you already know.
Invited to all these communities around the state. These people don't know much about the African-American experience, and so they asked me to come and share some of that with them. To talk about things related to African-American history, race and racism, things of that nature. I've been to over 50 communities around the state of Wisconsin. People like the message that I send. They think it's credible information. It's been one of the greatest joys of my life, and it's been a great journey. And I've appreciated all of those folks that I work with in all those different communities engaging in conversations about really important things to them.
Listen for more inspiring stories all month long. I'm Terry Barr.
The Badgers.
Feeds Max. Face the three. Takes the three. Left side. Yes, sir.
Fades.
Fades. Flips. Good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up. Got it. With the right hand. It counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk. Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
There's the vault door. Here comes another nugget on Academy Awards week, Oscar week on WRJN. And when I say Bond, James Bond, you know I'm talking about James Bond movie, but which one? Because probably the movie this song came from is not the first movie you think of. Sure, yeah, it still starred Sean Connery. But the title track to You Only Live Twice was sung by Nancy Sinatra. Oh, yeah. It's the first Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget of the Day here on WRJN.
One for your dreams.
Sinatra, James Bond movie, You Only Think Twice. It's Oscar week on Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nuggets series. Another movie tune coming up this afternoon at 1:45-ish, and this one totally different than what you just heard. I mean, that song by Nancy Sinatra made number 44, didn't even make the top 40. It peaked at number 44. The song that I'm going to play this afternoon at 1:45-ish that you don't hear very often anymore on the radio, that song made number one. It was so big that it kept John Lennon's Imagine out of the top spot. That song, 1:45-ish this afternoon, Oscar week, with Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nuggets on WRJN.
WRJN.
Oh, my.
song, but let's crank this party up. What do you say? This'll do it. CCR, on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The faithful are praying for Pope Francis as he struggles with double pneumonia and early signs of liver failure at a hospital in Rome. This tourist from Louisville, Kentucky, had hoped to see the pontiff on her visit to the Vatican.
But I would want him to be healthy, and I would rather him be healing.
Correspondent Chris Livesay is in Rome.
A Vatican source just told us that Pope Francis is awake and he's able to get up. He's also able to take his medicine regularly. He's also able to eat, and they said that he is in a good mood. But despite that, he's still in critical condition.
More than a dozen EU leaders and Canadian Prime Minister Trudeau are in Kyiv, marking 3 years to the day Russia invaded Ukraine. Many have pledged more military aid as uncertainty deepens over the U.S. commitment. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen.
It is not only the destiny of Ukraine that is at stake. It is Europe's destiny that is at stake.
Former Moscow Bureau Chief Beth Noble.
I think both sides would love to see this war end because they're being ground down by the military, economic, and human costs. But finding a peace is going to be very, very difficult.
Elon Musk has given millions of government workers until midnight.